Unlocking creativity, tapping into your hidden potential. Welcome to episode 52 of the Timeless Tactics podcast, where we master the art of progress through wisdom that transcends time. Creativity is not a mystical gift bestowed upon a chosen few. It is a fundamental human skill, a way of thinking that allows us to connect seemingly unrelated ideas, solve complex problems, and bring something new and valuable into the world. It's the engine of innovation, the source of artistic expression, and the key to adapting in an ever-changing world. Yet many people believe they simply aren't creative, closing the door on one of their most powerful innate abilities. The truth is that creativity can be cultivated. It is a muscle that grows stronger with deliberate practice. By understanding its nature and applying timeless strategies, you can learn to tap into your creative potential and think outside the box, no matter your profession or passion. Today, we will explore the essence of creativity through the practical wisdom of Stoicism, the strategic genius of Sun Tzu, and the intentional focus of minimalism. These ancient philosophies offer profound insights into building the mental environment where creativity can flourish, helping you unlock your own path to unstoppable growth. Redefining creativity, more than art. The first step to unlocking your creativity is to redefine it. We often associate creativity exclusively with the arts, painting, music, writing. While these are powerful expressions of creativity, they are not its sole domain. A scientist developing a novel hypothesis, an engineer designing an elegant solution, a parent finding a new way to explain a concept to a child, and an entrepreneur spotting a new market opportunity are all engaged in deeply creative acts. At its core, creativity is about making connections. It's the ability to take existing elements, knowledge, ideas, resources, and combine them in new ways to create something that is both original and useful. It's a process of problem-finding and problem-solving, of curiosity and experimentation. Modern neuroscience supports this view. Creative thought isn't localized to one creative side of the brain. Instead, it involves complex interplay between different neural networks. The default mode network, active during mind wandering and reflection, generates new ideas, while the executive control network evaluates and refines them. Cultivating creativity, therefore, means learning to manage these different modes of thinking effectively. The Stoic mind, creating space for insight. At first glance, the logical and disciplined philosophy of Stoicism might seem at odds with the free-flowing nature of creativity. However, the Stoics were masters of creating the internal conditions necessary for clear thinking and profound insight. Their practices offer a powerful foundation for a creative life. Creativity requires a calm and focused mind, one that is not constantly buffeted by anxiety, distraction, and emotional turmoil. The Stoic pursuit of apatheia, a state of inner tranquility, is not about suppressing emotion, but about freeing the mind from the control of irrational passions. A mind in this state is better able to observe the world clearly, make novel connections, and listen to the quiet whispers of intuition. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, constantly practiced stepping back from his immediate impressions to see the bigger picture. This view from above is a profoundly creative act. It allows you to break free from conventional thinking and see patterns and relationships that are invisible from a ground-level perspective. By detaching from the immediate and observing with a wider lens, you create the psychological distance needed for breakthrough ideas. Stoic practices for creativity embrace solitude. Seneca praised solitude as a time for reflection and self-improvement. Creativity often blossoms in quiet moments, away from the constant influx of external demands. Schedule regular time for quiet contemplation, walks in nature, or simply sitting without distraction. Practice objectivity. The Stoics trained themselves to describe events without emotional judgment. This practice helps you see problems and situations as they are, rather than through the filter of your assumptions. This objective view is often the starting point for a truly innovative solution. Turn obstacles into material. The Stoic principle that the obstacle is the way is a creative mantra. Instead of being stopped by a limitation or constraint, a creative mind sees it as part of the puzzle. Constraints can be a powerful catalyst for creativity, forcing you to find unconventional solutions. Sun Tzu's strategic creativity. Sun Tzu's The Art of War is a masterclass in strategic thinking, and strategy is a deeply creative endeavor. It involves seeing possibilities where others see none, adapting to changing conditions, and using available resources in unexpected ways to achieve a goal. Sun Tzu's wisdom provides a powerful framework for applying creativity to real-world challenges. "All warfare is based on deception," wrote Sun Tzu. "In a creative context, this deception can be interpreted as thinking differently from the norm. It's about defying conventions and surprising the enemy, which might be a stubborn problem, a competitive market, or your own limiting beliefs. A creative strategist does not follow the obvious path. They create a new one." Sun Tzu also emphasized the importance of understanding the terrain. For a creative individual, the terrain is the landscape of the problem, including its history, its components, and the assumptions surrounding it. A deep understanding of this terrain allows you to identify weak points and leverage points, places where a small creative intervention can produce a large effect. Creative strategies from Sun Tzu: combine and adapt. Sun Tzu stressed that there are only a few primary colors or musical notes, but in combination they create endless possibilities. Creativity works the same way. Master the fundamentals of your field so you can combine them in novel ways. Create formlessness. The ultimate in military deployment is to have no form, Sun Tzu wrote. This means being unpredictable and flexible. In creative work, this translates to avoiding rigid formulas and being willing to abandon a plan when a better, unexpected path emerges. Seek unexpected angles. A key strategic principle is to attack where the opponent is weakest or least expects it. Creatively, this means questioning core assumptions and exploring a problem from unusual perspectives. Ask, what if the opposite were true? Or what is everyone else overlooking? The minimalist canvas: less for more creativity. Minimalism, the intentional promotion of the things we most value and the removal of everything that distracts from them, is one of the most powerful tools for fostering creativity. In a world of constant stimulation and endless information, the creative mind can easily become overwhelmed. Minimalism acts as a filter, creating the clarity and focus necessary for deep, creative work. A cluttered physical environment leads to a cluttered mental environment. When your desk, your home, and your digital spaces are filled with non-essential items, your brain must expend energy to ignore them. This low-level cognitive load drains the mental resources needed for creativity. By simplifying your surroundings, you create a blank canvas for your mind. The same principle applies to your schedule. A back-to-back calendar filled with meetings and obligations leaves no room for the mind to wander, make connections, and generate new ideas. The minimalist approach to time management involves ruthlessly prioritizing the essential and saying no to the rest, creating white space in your day for unstructured, creative thought. Minimalist practices for a creative mind: create a sanctuary for work. Designate a simple, clean, and organized space dedicated to your creative pursuits. Remove all distractions from this area so that when you enter it, your mind is primed for focus. Curate your inputs. Be as intentional about what you let into your mind as you are about what you keep in your home. Follow a few high-quality sources of information and inspiration rather than trying to consume everything. The quality of your creative output is directly related to the quality of your inputs. Embrace boredom. In our hyper-connected world, we often fear being bored. But boredom is not a void to be filled. It is the fertile ground where new ideas sprout. Allow yourself moments of unstructured time without your phone or other distractions. Let your mind wander. This is when your default mode network gets to work. Practical methods to tap into your creative potential. Building on these philosophical foundations, here are practical, actionable methods you can use to unlock your creativity. 1. The power of what if. Curiosity is the engine of creativity. Constantly ask questions. Challenge the status quo. Start with what if. Why not, and how might we? This mode of inquiry opens up new avenues of thought and breaks down the rigid walls of assumption. 2. Connect disparate ideas. Many breakthroughs happen at the intersection of different fields. Actively seek out knowledge and experiences outside your area of expertise. Read books on subjects you know nothing about. Talk to people from different backgrounds. The more diverse your mental database, the more unique the connections you can make. 3. Capture everything. Ideas are fleeting. They often arrive at inconvenient times, in the shower, during a walk, or just before falling asleep. Get into the habit of capturing every idea, no matter how small or strange it seems. Use a notebook, a voice recorder, or a notes app on your phone. This practice not only saves your ideas, but also trains your brain to recognize them. 4. Alternate between focus and diffusion. Creative work requires two modes of thinking. The focused mode is for when you are actively working on a problem, applying logic and analysis. The diffuse mode is a more relaxed, mind-wandering state where your subconscious can make connections. Master the art of switching between them. Work intensely on a problem for a set period, then step away and do something completely different, like taking a walk, listening to music, or doing a simple chore. This is often when the aha moment strikes. 5. Embrace constraints. Don't fear limitations. Use them as a creative tool. Give yourself a tight deadline, a limited budget, or a restricted set of materials. Constraints force you to abandon conventional solutions and invent new ones. This is why some of the most creative work emerges from challenging circumstances. 6. Start before you're ready. The biggest enemy of creativity is the fear of not being good enough. This leads to procrastination and inaction. The secret is to start small and start messy. Give yourself permission to create a bad first draft. As author Anne Lamott says, you need to let yourself write a shitty first draft. The goal is not to create a masterpiece on the first try, but to simply get something down that you can then refine and improve. Your path to creative mastery. Unlocking your creativity is not a one-time event, but a lifelong journey of cultivation. It requires building the habits and mindset that allow new ideas to emerge and flourish. The timeless tactics from Stoicism, strategic thinking, and minimalism provide a robust framework for this journey. Create the inner peace and focus of a Stoic. Think with the flexible, adaptive mind of a strategist like Sun Tzu, and clear away the non-essential clutter like a minimalist to make space for what truly matters. Start today. Pick one practice and incorporate it into your routine. Allow yourself to be bored. Ask what if. Step away from a hard problem and take a walk. Your creative potential is not a locked vault. It is a flowing river. Your task is simply to remove the dams that are holding it back. Thank you for joining us for episode 52 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Remember, creativity is your birthright. It is waiting for you to claim it. Until next time, stay curious, embrace the unknown, and keep building a more creative life.